This is May 20th, and the topic this month is focus.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. I hope that this is finally sinking in to everyone's consciousness, that it is becoming a truth in your life. Now, when we say, or I say, you are gods and goddesses, I am not saying that to make it true. I am saying that because it is true. You can be nothing but that. How many people have read the little Bible and it says in there that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son? In religious science, we use that. But we realize that we are all begotten sons and daughters of this thing called God. You have to realize that God is all there is. And if God is all there is, you must be some part of that, if not the whole thing. The other thing to remember is that God can only do for you what God can do through you, meaning through your consciousness. I received during the week many, many little things on the internet, prayers of different types, and if you pray this and send it to 12 people, this is going to happen and that's going to happen and all this. As I read these things, I read them with a metaphysical mind, and they're always referring to God one more time as He. And they're always, if you read it carefully, they're telling you that God is outside of you somewhere in this place called heaven. Today I turned on the TV in the afternoon for some strange reason, and the minister was on there saying that God sent Jesus, his son, from heaven to earth. You see, the world teaches separation. Do not believe the world. It is too convincing, and it's still going on after all these centuries. And we allow it to go on. And then we allow this thing to call God He and so forth, meaning that God is a man, number one. And if in your mind you think it's a he or a she, some people say God goddeth, or all there is. You have to remember, if your mind is thinking as a god or a goddess, you are putting arms and legs on that. Now you are turning it into a human. This thing called God is not human. This thing called God is an energy. It is a life. It is an intelligence. But it is not a human. It is not a human. We have human qualities because we are on this plane of action. But we are spiritual beings. But we get that confused all the time, and we keep reading it, and everyone out there is still thinking of God somewhere else. You must think of God as you. That all you are is God. But you are not all that God is. Or whatever else God is. God is you. Always going to be that. Always going to be that. So, this month we've been concentrating on focus, on the focus of your life. What are you focusing on? If you're focusing on a God outside of you, it's going to be very difficult. And if you're focusing on the outside world instead of this inner world, this spiritual world that goes on inside of you, you're going to have a difficult time. It is a mental world we live in, and we must remember that. And we must focus on that idea that it is a mental world and that we are spiritual beings that happen to have a human form at the present moment. Someday we will give up these human forms that come in very handy right now on this plane of action. There are many levels. On some other level, they will not come in handy. They're very cumbersome, by the way. So you can't fly around very well with these bodies. But we're here. But we're still connected to the source. And the source is always going to be God. So when you're focusing on anything, you must focus immediately on the idea of God. That God is all there is. People are focusing, they want a job, they want this, they want that. You have to know that God is your source and your supply. And focus on that, and you will get what you want. Everything, as I said before, is a side effect of knowing that the kingdom is within you. Once you realize that, other things will be added unto you. So we're learning to think differently. We're learning to put our focus in a different area, you see. And that area is not ever going to be outside of you. It's going to be inside of you. Lily, what are the three things that people are supposed to remember? Yes. That is what we focus on. When you focus on those ideas, can you see the difference it would make? Your mind immediately tells you that something is not possible. You must immediately refute that and say that all things are possible with God. And since I am some part of God, that God is operating in as and through me right here and right now. Through my thinking, through my consciousness, you say. If you think it is not possible and things are not possible with God, that all things are not possible with God, that's as far as this energy can take you. It's as far as this intelligence, this life can take you. It filters down in as and through you, in as and through your consciousness. What are you thinking? What are you thinking about yourself? With that, will you read this and pass it on, please?
I believe in myself.
I believe in myself.
I believe in myself.
You have to start here with you. You have to believe in yourself. God believes in you. God has never stopped believing in you. You are the beloved. God is always going to believe in you. Are you believing in yourself? Have you removed the labels that you have put on yourself? This thing called God has not put labels on anyone. This thing called God never holds anyone back. We do that with our thinking and with our labeling. We say to ourselves, I'm not smart enough. I don't have this. Every label that we put on ourselves is a man-made label. It's a race mind label. It has nothing to do with God whatsoever. So you have to hear again, focus on that conversation that is always going on in heaven. And that conversation that's going on in heaven is the one that's going on in your mind. It's that internal conversation that you're having with yourself all the time. What is your mind saying to you? Remember, Henry David Thoreau said, a man becomes what he thinks about all day long. What he thinks about all day long. What are you thinking about yourself? are you saying and focusing on the idea that you are one with God? That you are one with a creative force? Do you know that you are living, moving, and having your being in a creative force, in a universe that you are one with, in a universe that wants to help you, that wants to give you everything? Why does it want to do that? Because that's the way it succeeds. God can only succeed on this plane of action through you. You must make that focus, that change of mind, and see yourselves differently. And not allow the world to tell you who you are and what you are and label you. That's all the world ever does. It labels people. You're crippled. You're a handicap. You're this. You're that. You're an overeater. You're an addict. You're an alcoholic. You're a drug thing. You're whatever. God never sees any of that. God always holds you in the highest of esteem. You must learn to hold yourself in that esteem. You must learn to believe in yourself. Well, I'm just too weak. I couldn't give that up. Oh, I'm just too... Forget it, people. You're not weak. Don't ever say to yourself that you're weak. You have a force, a creative force inside of you that can do anything. And you must focus on that force inside of you. For centuries, we have been focusing outside of ourselves. For centuries, we've been trying to change the world. You cannot change this world. This world is the way it is, and it's going to stay the way it is. It's going to stay that way. The world and everything you see in this world is an effect. Is an effect. And you cannot take an effect and expect it to cause something. You are the cause. You have to remember where that power is. You are the cause. What you see are the effects in life. You never see the cause. Why don't you see the cause? Because it's a creative force that you cannot see. And what do we know about cause? We know about something called first cause. And first cause is God. You'll never see God. We will never see God. We will never see this force. But we can see the effects of it. And once we see the effects of it, it's already here. It's already done. Change your mind and change that force, and the outside world will change. The outside world will change. So look inside of yourself and see what kind of an eternal, internal conversation is going on. What type of labels have you put on yourself? What type of labels have you put on yourself? Are they all good labels? Or you have allowed the world to put a label on you? You must learn that you are the majority of one. That what you are thinking is perfect for you. Now when I say it's perfect for you, if it's in the highest of esteem you are holding yourself, you know when you're putting yourself down. You know when you're saying bad things about yourself. You must correct them. What is going on inside of your mind that allows you to do that? Well, if you ask the psychiatrist, he'll say it's the parental mind that's going on in there. But that parental mind runs throughout all race mind. And we buy into it and we think that is what it's all about. You see. Don't allow your mind to take hold of your life. You must take hold of your mind so that you have a life. If you don't take care of your thinking, if you don't learn how to control your mind, you're not going to have a peaceful life. You may have all the trappings, but you will not have peace till you're able to say to your mind, shut up. Go back to the nothingness from whence you came. I know who I am. I am a creative force. I've come from this thing that we call God. And then go about your business. But don't let your mind talk you out of things or talk you into things. We talk ourselves in and out of things all day long, you see. The choice is always going to be, do you want to think good thoughts about yourself? Or do you want to think bad thoughts about yourself? That's your choice. You can think anything you want. We're free to think anything we want. And no one knows what you're thinking. So if you want to constantly beat yourself up and put yourself down, all well and good. But is that any way to plot through life? Is that any way to find peace and happiness and fulfillment? If you're going to allow your mind to beat you up all the time? So bring yourself back always and say, what is my focus? See, the world loves to teach focus, and focus on the outside absolutely works. You have to focus on your goal. You have to focus on this. You have to focus on that. All those things work. But they work better if you focus on the inner side of life. And if you focus on the idea that you're one with this power, one with this universe, that you live in a friendly universe. A universe that wants you to succeed. A universe that always is there for you. This is the type of internal dialogue that you want to run through your mind constantly. Starting with that concept that all things are possible with God. Therefore, all things are possible for me because I am one with this thing called God. I am one with this thing called God. And when your mind tries to talk you out of that, you must talk yourself back into it. Mary Baker Eddy, remember, said you must argue with your mind like a lawyer before the court. And you must always win. You must always win. Do not allow your mind to win. Why do we allow our mind to win? Because our mind is convincing, and it convinces you that it is real. It convinces you that your mind is you. You are not your mind, people. You must give that idea up. You're using your mind to think. You are the thinker behind the thought, and you can think any thought you want. Any thought you want. People go out to eat, or they eat at home. And you always eat the food that you like, don't you? And you don't eat food that you don't like. But yet you think thoughts that you don't like. You think thoughts that you don't like. Why would you do that to yourself? You wouldn't eat something you didn't like, but darn, you'll think something you don't like. It's the same. It's absolutely the same. What are you putting into your mind? What are you putting into your mind? You have to do that. It would be nice if people gave you compliments all day long, if people gave you pep talks. It would be nice if, when you were a child, that your parents were absolutely wonderful and taught you everything and said how marvelous you were and wonderful you all day long. That didn't happen. And it's probably not going to happen. But you can make it happen for yourself. You say, you must believe in yourself. Why is that so important? Because when you believe in yourself, you're believing in God. It's the same way when I tell you that loving yourself is the highest form of worship that you can give God. Believing in yourself is believing in God. But we say, oh, if God only believed in me, I could get this, I could get that. Give those ideas up. Focus on the idea that the gift has already been given. And stop thinking that you were shortchanged in any way. None of us were shortchanged in any way. We were all given different characteristics, but we're all equal in the eyes of God. The people that you think have more talent than you have, simply because they recognized that and they believed in themselves and they developed that talent. You could do the same thing. This thing called God does not show favorites. Why does it not show favorites? Because if it showed favorites, there would be two, and there's only one. You see? There's only one. There's only God. Only God. If God showed a favorite, that would mean there would be two. There'd be something else going on. You have to focus on the idea of oneness. That there's only one. There's only one life, one intelligence, one energy. And we call that God. You can call it anything you want. But you have to realize that there's a creative force going on in the universe. And you are one with that creative force. And you can use that creative force through what we call the law of mind. Or the law of attraction. Or the secret. Whatever you want to call it. But you have to start believing and focusing on that idea. How many people get up in the morning and know that the law of cause and effect is in effect and it's going to run all day long for you? Yes. You have to get up and know, oops, I'm stepping right into a creative force. I'm stepping right into the law of cause and effect, and I'm going to use that today to my best advantage. And how do you use it to your best advantage? Through thinking correctly. That's the idea, that God can only do for you what God can do through you. Through your thinking, through your beliefs, through your attitudes, through your viewpoints, through your opinions, and through your beliefs. These are the mental qualities that make up your thinking. That make up your thinking. And you can change them at any time. You can change them at any time you want. And then you allow the force to come in to you. You see, you cannot be thinking thoughts of lack and limitation and expect to be prosperous. It is not going to happen. You cannot think thoughts of illness and expect health. It will not work. The world wants to convince you that you're falling apart all the time. And the older you get, the more rapidly that is going to occur. Do you want to think those thoughts? You may think those thoughts. You may think them. But then when you start to fall apart, don't blame it on God. Blame it on your own stinking thinking. You see. This teaching does not allow you to place the blame anywhere outside of yourself. You may not do that. Well, you can do it if you wish. But then you can't claim that you're a metaphysician or that you're studying metaphysics. If there's any blame to be had, it's with you. But we change that idea of blame that the world tells us, which is an ugly thing, to responsibility. Be a responsible adult. And think responsibly about yourself. and stop listening to all that stuff that's going on the outside. That is not one bit healthy for you. It's not telling you how wonderful you are. You must tell yourself that. You must believe those things about yourself. So your focus has to be on this idea that you are one with this creative force or this thing called God, you see. And we can argue and go back and forth, and religions like to go back and forth. Was it Jesus? Was it Buddha? Who said the best? Who was the bigger person? Who did that? Who cares? Who cares? This teaching teaches you to think for yourself. To think for yourself. Ernest Holmes never said you must think the way I think. Ernest Holmes never wanted a church. You must learn to think for yourself. You see, we are not taught to think for ourselves. When we were children, our parents told us what to think. And we imitated them. When we went to school, they didn't say, what do you think? They told us what they thought. And they pounded everything into us. And they thought, oh, that's a wonderful human being. They can spout off and regurgitate all this knowledge that I was taught. So therefore, they must be a good person. Well, most of the knowledge that you have is useless. Most of the things that you have learned has changed. It's no longer what it used to be. So you must learn to think for yourself. What do you think God really is? An energy? A nothingness? You can think this thought for yourself. You don't have to believe in what Ernest Holmes said. You can use that as a starting point to start your own thinking. But if you don't start to think, it has to, all these things, this is a philosophy that has to evolve. That it has to evolve. You see. All the religions, perhaps except the Jewish religion, has evolved. The Jewish religion believes in tradition. You see. I had a member of my church came up to me and she said, oh, I just love religious science. It's so filled with tradition. I looked at her and I said, it's not filled with tradition. And when it gets filled with tradition, I'm leaving. Because then you're relying on tradition. And you're closed off. You haven't moved in your thinking. You have to think for yourself. And you have to think your own thing. What is God to me? Not what the Methodists think it is, not what the Lutherans think it is. What do I think about God? And what do I think about myself? Do I believe in myself? Am I focused on me? You see, the world doesn't want you to focus on you. And we've been taught not to focus on ourselves because then we're going to get conceited. You see, who the hell does he think he is? That routine. Well, when people say, who the hell do you think you are? Tell them, ha-ha, I know exactly who I am. You see? I'm part of God. I'm a light being. I'm an emissary. This is what you have to think for yourselves. Otherwise, all that stuff out there is just going to... It's only somebody else's idea. The same way when I talk, these are my ideas. These are my ideas. I want you to take these ideas and do something with them. Expand on them. Make them yours. I've said many times, don't go around saying, well, Dallas said this and Dallas said that. What do you think you're saying? What do you say? People ask you a question, well, let me think. Dallas would say, well, who cares, you're saying? I have no ego invested in this whatsoever. No ego invested in this. Move yourself out of your own way and learn to think better thoughts about yourself and better thoughts about this thing called God. Learn to believe in yourself. Learn to believe that there is a creative force in this world and focus on it. Not just idle talk and hope that this is true. Start to know that this is true. Don't give it just lip service and say, oh, that would be nice. Isn't that nice? There's a creative force going on around here. You have to know there's just a creative force going on. And the way you're going to know that is by focusing on yourself. By starting to believe in yourself. And starting to know that what? You are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter, yes. Now, along with his thinking and focusing and so forth, let's look at it this way. So many people think, oh, am I doing this correctly? Am I getting the right thing? Say to yourself, I'm getting it correctly. I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing it my way. You see? If you know already that you are God, you shouldn't need any of this stuff. See? You only come here to be reminded. I only teach to remind myself of this. You see? If one person showed up, I'd come to class and talk. Simply because every time I talk, I reinforce myself. Every time that you think you should be reinforcing your belief. Not just idly thinking, but thinking. When you look at something, see the creative force in it. When you look at a flower, not only see that flower and see the beauty in it, see the creative force behind that and say to yourself, do you think I could make that flower? I don't think so. So there must be something out there doing this. And I must be some part of it. And that force is coming through me, doing something. Doing something. We have many years left of life here. Individually, why don't we spend the rest of it loving ourselves, appreciating ourselves, truly liking ourselves, and enjoying this world we're in, instead of hoping, wishing, and praying for things to change, and as soon as things change, and I get this, this, and this, and then things will happen. Things are happening now all around you. This moment is a wonderful moment in your life. It has nothing to do with how much money you have in the bank, what kind of a career you have, what kind of a lover you have. It has to do with your thinking right here and right now. And if you can take it in this moment, you just move it to the next moment. That's the whole idea behind that 12-step thing that says one day at a time. You can make it 1 minute at a time, 1 moment at a time. But we want to go down and project down 10 years, 20 years, and so forth. Don't do that. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy this moment. It's a journey that we're on. Learn to like this journey. And not the destination. Invite them over. Think of that. Every day, think of yourself. And focus on yourself. So, one of the most powerful things that you can ask yourself is, what do I want? What do I want? Not what does somebody else want, not my wife or husband or my boss, but what do I want? And then see what comes up with that. But focus always on yourself. Focus on yourself, because when you're focusing on yourself, you're focusing on this creative power, this thing that we call God. See? I think we've been given this bill of goods, and it's very difficult to get out of, because we think that God's controlling this, that, and the other thing. And I still hear people, well, I'll leave it up to God, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. Oh, God. All that. You don't have to. What are you thinking? What do you want for yourself, for your life? And here again, I will tell you that what you think you want, the money, the career, the fame, the fortune, what you want is peace of mind. And when you find that peace of mind, you have found that kingdom within you. That's the idea of seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else will be added unto you. But we fail to do that because the world convinces us to think a different way, to do things a different way, instead of just sitting, starting to love yourself, starting to focus on yourself, and letting things come to you. Letting things come to you. I was talking to my cousin in Pennsylvania today, and the word Sabbath came up. You know, and we think Sabbath is Sunday. It just means seven. But it also means much more than that. It means the idea of stopping and appreciating and being grateful and giving up all that wanting. Giving it up so that it can happen for you. You must take time to stop. That's the whole idea of Sabbath. You must take time to stop so that this creative force can do its work for you. It's always going to be the Father within that doeth the work. But if you plod along constantly without stopping, without taking that thing called the Sabbath, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You have to focus on the idea that there's a creative force in this world, and that you are one with this creative force, that it's always operating, and it's operating through your thinking. So here again, you can use your imagination. And you can say, oh, there's that creative force. How many times have I said, look at it as a conveyor belt that's just going and going and going. You put your idea on that conveyor belt and it comes out the other end what you want. You have to know that that's the creative force that's going on. That's the creative force that's going on. So focus on those things. Focus on the idea that you're always moving from your good to your greater good. You remind yourself of that every day, that you're always moving forward, that greater things are coming to you all the time? Or are you saying, I don't have this, I don't have that, this isn't happening, that isn't happening? Take that Sabbath. Stop a moment and allow it to happen for you. You see? But that mind, remember, just spins and spins and spins and spins. You must slow your mind down. You must slow your mind down. Otherwise, it's that hamster in the cage routine. That thing just keeps going and going and going and going. So, focus on believing in yourself. Not believing in God. Not believing in God. Now, how many people believe in God? Okay, let's do it this way. You can't see God.
You've never met God. You're not sure where God is. Yet you can believe in that airy-fairy stuff. But you can't believe in yourself. And you're right here. You're right here. Why don't you believe in yourself? Well, I'm not invisible. You say, can't believe in something I can see. I have to believe in something mysterious. Believe in you. You're right here, for God's sake. Believe in yourself. See what the mind does? It says, oh yeah, I can believe in that. I can believe in something out there someplace. I can believe in this thing called God. I can't see God. I can't smell God. I can't taste God. But like, I can believe in that. But here's something I can touch and feel, smell. But I can't believe in myself. No, I can't do it. Can't do that. You have to start to believe in yourself and see yourself as the magnificent being that you are. And don't let your mind destroy it with, oh yes, but, and oh yes, but if I read this, and if I had that, and if I did look better or felt better, it was a different size, or whatever it is going on. Give that up and say, I am whole, complete, and perfect this very moment, and I need nothing added to me. I have nothing added to me. At this moment, you have everything you need. Why would you allow your mind to tell you in the next moment it's all gone? Say, believe in yourself. Believe. Focus on that. Focus on yourself and the idea that all things are possible with God. I have a card. I read this many times ago. It's like clean, I find this. Four different things to remember here. We are already done. Is there anyone here that thinks that, you know, they're half-baked or something? You're already done. You have to know that you're already done. The gift has been given. Nothing is going to be added to you. There's nothing going to be added to you. You could have an epiphany. You could have an aha moment, but nothing was added to you. You just recognized what was already inside of you. So if you're waiting around thinking, I'm lacking something, and as soon as I find what I'm lacking, I'll be 100% okay, change that idea. You're done. You're done. Number two, only one of us here. There's only one here. Only God. Only God. Do remind yourself every day that it's always God talking to God. It's not Dallas talking to Andy. God talking to God. Only one. Only one. We are in resonance to our world. We're resonating with this world. We're not. You have to know that everything is connected. We're not separated. Why do you think the Aborigines and all called it Mother Earth and knew that they were part of the earth? They knew that they were part of everything. You have to know that you're part of everything. Now, if you know you're part of everything, you have to know that you're part of God. You're part of this universe. And it's resonating in, as, and through you, and you're resonating with it. You're resonating with it. It's not outside anywhere. the technology of prayer allows direct access to our bodies, one another, and the creative forces of our world. How do you get to that creative force? Through what we call prayer. But not that prayer down on your knees. Prayer by using your imagination, by seeing that force, by knowing that you are one with that force and that you can use that force. That force is not independent of you. It is dependent on you as you are dependent on it. You're saying. When we talk about that, maybe I should back up a moment. You know, we're always talking about the law. And I call it the law of mind. You can call it anything you want. But I have to be also one with the law of mind. It's not me and the law and mind. It's not God and the law of mind. If it were God and the law and mind, there would be two. It's always going to be God as the law of mind. It's going to be Dallas as the law of mind. It's always going to be Dallas as God. It's always going to be God as Dallas. So that gets confusing sometimes, I think, with people. You may think, oh yeah, I'm one with God, but then there's this law going on out there, the law of cause and effect, or the law of mind, whatever you want to call it. You have to know that you're one with that also. It's not outside of you someplace, people. No? See? All right. God works through the law of mind. You work through the law of mind. Here we can boil the law of mind down to the law of cause and effect. You set up a cause, you're going to get an effect. So, everyone believes in mathematics, do they not? You took simple arithmetic. 2 and 2 always is going to turn out to be 4. It's always going to be reliable. It's going to be what we call an immutable law. The law of mind is immutable. What you think into it, you will get out of it. It's an equation. It's an immutable law, meaning that it never changes. All of a sudden, 2 and 2 do not become 5. I don't care if you're on this planet or on Pluto or someplace else, 2 and 2 are always going to equal 4. You're saying. In some other galaxy, do you think 2 and 2 is going to be 5? No. It's not going to be that. When we discover laws, and we discover them, we do not invent them, they've always been there, then they are throughout the entire universe. Why? Because everything is contained within the mind of God. And the universe is contained within the mind of God. We are contained within the mind of God. So what's known in one spot in mind must be known in all spots in mind. It must be the same throughout the universe. Okay. Here's a good, as you can see, it's yellow. When they get this old, these cards, I know they're old. Sort of like opening up the old Dead Sea Scrolls. I know that the divine spirit of God is within me, and that this spirit draws out of me the best, and also draws to me the best. I have the power to realize my heart's desire. I believe in my own ability to succeed. I believe in my own ability to succeed, not in the ability of God. Your ability is the ability of God, but we won't get into all of that at the present moment. Do you know that this thing, this spirit that is in you, is always drawing out your very best, is always drawing out the good that's within you, and that it is always drawing good to you? Do you know? Do you get up every morning and know that good is being drawn to you? Or are you out there seeking it and thinking, oh my, nothing good ever happens to me? If this isn't one thing, it's the other. You have to know. Good is always coming to you. Why is good always coming to you? Because good is all there is. Good is God. Always you have to know good is coming to me. You have to know that good is being drawn out of you, that you are changing. Do you say that to yourself every day? I am changing. I am not the same person I was when I went to bed. You see? Then you change and you become better and better. And good comes to you. How many people remember that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever? Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What do we mean by the house of the Lord? Remember, in metaphysics, we change Lord, L-O-R-D, to law, L-A-W. Always we're going to be in the law of mind. And it's going to be a mental world throughout the millennium. Learn that. Believe in yourself. Focus on yourself. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.